Relevant to Rosh Hashanah, or really Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Shai Tshuva in Simon Tav Kuf Pe'alaf Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sif Katan Zayin writes that there's a minhag to perform Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. A number of reasons are given. It's not, if you have any Nedarim, it's not necessarily the best to go into Rosh Hashanah with those outstanding Nedarim, so it's better to clean your slate to enter into Yom HaDin. And a number of other reasons are given as well. That suffices, though. But for our discussion, relevant to Sanhedrin, there's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiviger here. Kiviger writes in Simon Ayin Gimel, the following shaila was given to Rabbi Kiviger. A certain individual just moved to a new community, and it's only a few weeks in, he didn't really get to know anybody. And there was a certain neder that he took upon himself, and he wanted to do a Hataras Nedarim for that neder. Now, one of the halachas, din derabanan, at least, you have to explain in detail which neder you are going to be uprooting now. You don't have to explain it to all three dayanim, but at least to one of them, you have to let them know. So you have to explain which neder you want to undo. But he was a little uncomfortable because he didn't really know anybody in this new community. He just moved there recently, but there's one person he knew. He was a 15-year-old he knew. He got a little close with a 15-year-old, and let's assume the guy was 15 years old also, okay? They're around the same age, okay? It wasn't a 50-year-old, or maybe it was, but okay. All everything kosher. So so the issue is, Rabbi Kiviger paskined elsewhere, well, a katan, of course, can serve on a regular basis. And someone who's 15, we're not sure if he's mature enough yet, because not only age, you also need to go through puberty. So he said, you have to wait till someone's really older, has a ability to grow a full beard, fully. But a 15-year-old is still not really sure if he could serve to be a dayan on a Hataras Nedarim. So he was in a bind here. He wanted to tell some other guy he didn't know in the community. So Kiviger gave the following suggestion. This is what he said to do. Get a total of 4 dayanim. Use this 15-year-old and get 3 more dayanim, older dayanim. Tell this Kata, or not Kata, this 15-year-old, what your neder you want to uproot. And then, if he's good, so you at least have 2 others, and 3, a total of 4, and everything's great. Now, let's say the Kata isn't old enough, and you didn't tell the other 3 dayanim. Well, it's not the biggest deal, because it's only a din derabanan that you have to tell someone your neder. So if he's not old enough, okay, fine. So you have the other 3 dayanim to work to be mat your neder, even though you haven't explained in detail your neder to any of the other 3. There's the... And then he goes on to discuss another issue. Well, what if he's really puzzle? Isn't going to be mevatel the other dayanim? Nimse echa karu puzzle applies also to dayanim, perhaps, not only to edus. Okay. But what we want to pull out from this Rabbi Kiviger is that he permitted, if the 15-year-old was old enough and mature enough, in the end of the day, you have 4 dayanim sitting to perform Hataras Nedarim. The question is that allowed or not? Why wouldn't it be allowed? Very good, Jake. The problem of based in Shai. The problem, you cannot have an equal based in, an equal number of dayanim on a based in. Does that apply to Hataras Nedarim as well? So the Nachi Yitzchak, quoting Rav Zhulti, Rav Zhulti has 2 pieces on this whole discussion, basically from Rav Zhulti, Mishnas Yavetz. His discussion in Choshen Mishpat Siman Dalet, and he has another discussion in Or HaChaim in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So he asks a question from Kiviger based on the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim. I just brought Gemara. Here we go. Daf Ayin Ches brings a source, but why or how do we know you need 3 dayanim for Hataras Nedarim? And the source is as follows. Based on a Gzeir Shava Zeh HaDavar from Shchut Echutz. It says, in the context of Shchut Echutz, Aaron Uvanov v'chol Yisrael. Aaron Uvanov v'chol Yisrael. So what are we learning? So Rashi there on the side, not really Rashi, but the Mefarish on the side explains, Aaron's one person. Uvanov, he had 2 sons at that time. So that's 3 people. And Chol Yisrael teaches any quality of person. You don't need a samach, you don't need a mumcha. Any person could serve. But we Aaron Uvanov, 3 people. That's how we know you need 3 dayanim for Hataras Nedarim. The Ran writes, well, we know you could use a Yochid Mumcha for Hataras Nedarim. If he's a Mumcha, 1 works. We're talking about Hedyotos here. So once you can't use the Yachin Mumcha, we gotta go to the next level of three. Because normally a normal Beis Din is three, so we look to a normal Beis Din, we have three people. Okay, these are just Gzeiros HaKasos, basically. But then the Rush right on the side, the Rush on the page himself in the Dharm, he says, well, Yachin Mumcha works for the Dharm. We're not talking about a Mumcha here anymore, we're talking about Hedyota, so it can't be a Yachid anymore, only a Mumcha could be Yachid. So we go to two. That's the next number. Well, you can't have two because ain't based in Shako, so therefore you're left with three.
And where do you jump from one to two?
One only works if you're Mumcha. We're talking about how do you know Hedyotas. So Hedyot isn't a Mumcha, so only Mumcha could serve by himself. Hedyot can't serve by himself, so we merely go up one notch, you go to two. So you have two Hedyotas. But two doesn't work either because ain't based in Shako. You can't have an even weighted based in. So then you jump to three, and that's how you know three. That's a calculation the Rush presents. Yeah.
This is trying to figure out for Hataras Nadarim.
Hataras Nadarim. This is about Hataras Nadarim. How do you know three Hedyotas work for Hataras Nadarim? So we see, according to Rashi and the Ran, it's based in Gzeiros HaKasos. You need three people for Hataras Nadarim because the pasuk says the Aaron Avanov, or maybe based on something else the Ran was explaining. The Rush is no. It's not because Gzeiros HaKasos. It's because ain't based in Shakel. Hataras Nadarim is no different than the regular din of based ain't based in Shakel. So Kivager is taking sides here. When he says that you could use four Dayanim for Hataras Nadarim, he sides with the Mefarish and perhaps the Ran against the Rush. So we have to understand exactly what this Machlok is about, whether Hataras Nadarim requires a based in or cannot have a based in Shakel, is allowed to have a based in Shakel or not. That's what we're trying to get at today. So if anybody has the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's really Gemara, and the source of Beis Din Shakel is the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis in our Masechta. The Gemara records a machlokes as to how do you know you need three dayanim in general. The Mishnah says you need shlosha dayanim for a number of different dinim mamonos cases. How do you know? So the pasuk says Elohim three times. That's the first opinion. That's according to Reb Yoshia. It says Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times in the context referring to Beis Din. So Elohim three times, three Dayanim. Reb Yonah says no. It says Elohim twice. We only count two of the times. We don't count the first time it's mentioned. First time is normal. It's the two additional times where it says Elohim, we count those two. So Reb Yonah says we have Elohim twice. Can't have a Beis Din chuckle. You add a third party. Reb Yoshia doesn't seem to hold to the concept of Ein based in Shakel. The Gemara says, is that really true? Did he really not hold of Ein based in Shakel? Gemara says, doesn't Reb Yehuda hold of it? Fine. In the end of the day, the Gemara goes back and forth. Rishonim argue whether Reb Yoshia agrees to a based in Shakel or not. Does he agree that it's not good or it is good? Rabbeinu Hananel says, the Maskana, Reb Yoshia agrees that you cannot have a based in Shakel. The Pesukim Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times teaches us that din. That's the source that you cannot have a Beis Din Shakel. And the Yad Ramah, if you look at the Yad Ramah, he says, no, even the Maskana of Yoshia agrees you can have a Beis Din Shakel. The reason why we need three people is just simply because of Gzeiros HaKasos. And there's a third sheet that Rehuda thinks that the Sanhedrin could be 70 people. That could be Beis Din Shakel. But Dini Mamonos, Dini Nefashos cannot be. So basically, in the Tanarim, there are three shitas, or really four. Rabbi Yonasan thinks you can never have based in Shakel. Dini Mamonos, Dini Nefashos, Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have a based in Shakel for Dini Mamonos, Dini Nefashos, but Sanhedrin you can have. Rabbi Yoshia, the Machlok has shown him whether or not he agrees the Maskana you do allow a based in Shakel or you don't allow. This is the whole source, this is where this discussion begins. Now, whether or not you need a Beis Din Shakel or not, in the end, doesn't everybody agree you need three people on the Beis Din? What's the nafka mina? So Rashi already writes in Gimel Amud Beis, he says, the nafka mina is whether four or six or eight would be allowed. According to Yoshia, right now, who in the beginning of the Gemara at least, who rejects the concept of Beis Din Shakel, he allows a Beis Din Shakel. So you need three because the pasuk says Elohim three times. But if you go to four or six, that would be allowed. You at least have three. There's no problem with having an even-weighted Beis Din. But according to Reb Yonasan, No, 4 and 6, those would not be allowed. It's going to be shackle. 5, 7, 9 wouldn't be allowed. Even numbers would not be allowed. So that's an African meaning. Would 4 people be allowed? So it depends whether or not you hold the concept based in shackle. That's how it seems based in Rashi's understanding of this Gemara. Okay, so you have to understand this concept based in shackle to appreciate this din and really come back and draw back to the sugi of Nedarim. So there's a very interesting Gemara, or really more interesting Tosfos in Yevamos, that Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos, first the Gemara talks about Ein based in shackle here, in regards to chalitza. And the Tosa says, the Ein based in shakel. So Tosa writes, Hacha, in regards to chalitza, it makes sense that you can't have a based in shakel. You cannot have an even based in. It makes sense. Why? Deha ika kama plugse b'masnisin. There are a number of machlokasim in the Mishnah. That's the first answer. He wants to know why you need base and shakel. Why you need ain base and shakel. Why that concept exists. Because there are a lot of machlokas in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Process that for a second. And we'll see what that means. Then he says another answer. V'od yishlomar, de'b'chol duchtin de'ba'inan roi le'bastin, ain base and shakel. Whenever there's a place you need a bastin, you cannot have a bastin shakel. What are these 2 days in Tosos saying? He's trying to explain why a Beis Din Shakel would not qualify for a chalitza. So what would you think the reason for requiring an odd number of dayanim?
In order to come to whatever, a decision 2 verse 1 or whatever, so it's kind of, so practice is kind of as an even score.
Right. That'd be the simplest understanding. Now would there be another approach to it though? Not necessarily a reasoning to it, but a more lumnisha perspective of not having a based in shakel.
For whatever reason, I don't know if there's a fuzz or something like that. A base only has the same base in if there's 3 or something like that.
Exactly.
And you need that number not because practically how it's going to work out. Just a shame base only takes place if there's
exactly. Exactly. So what?
Rabbit.
Rabbim. So that's what you guys were understanding, Rabbim and Rashi?
No, we changed it.
Okay, yeah, I'm not so sure. Okay, right, that's what.
The Rambam brings on the Torah and Shuba to have Rabbim.
Yes, we'll get to Rabbim, yeah. Right, so we'll get back to Rashi in a second. So now we can understand these two opinions in Tosfos. Tosfos in the beginning says, why is based in shakel a problem? Why do you need an uneven based in? Because there are a number of machlokas from the Mishnah. We have to be decisive. We have to figure out the answers. We need some psak based on the Mishnah. Whenever there's a discussion needed, you have to come to a result. You need a number to ensure we'll have a result. If it's an even number, if it's 2-2, you're not going to have you're not going to be able to deal with these machlokasim. That's the first answer, Tosfos. The second answer to Tosfos is like Yoni was saying, no, it's all about a shame based in. And I'll read the Lashon again, so it's so clear now. He says, "Dibachol duchtin dibainen roi lebeistin, ain beistin shakel." Whenever you need a beistin, low plug rather, you cannot have a beistin shakel. That's the shame beistin. Beistin shakel would count to the definition of what a beistin is. Okay, so that's the two opinions in Tosfos. It's also, I think, clear from Rashi and Sanhedrin as well. If you look in Rashi, Bezim and Bez on the Mishnah, the top Rashi, he says, Ain based in shakel, Ain osin based in zugos. You can't make pairs. You can't have an even number of dayanim. Shem yachloku lachatzarin. If they split up half and half, havu pagal pagal. You can have half and half. Velo mishkach zahatiyach latova. You're not going to have any turning towards the good, towards an answer. Apiyachat. And therefore, hilkach mosifin alem odecha. Therefore, you add one more dayan. I think he says the same thing also on Gimel and Beis. You guys thought it differently, but I think he had the same thing in mind on Gimel and Beis. So, for Rashi and one day in Tosos, based in shakel is a problem because you're not going to have an answer. Or it's part of the shame based in. Now, we'll go through a number of nafkaminas bringing this point out. The Ad Ramon, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, discusses why in Egler Arufa you need three Dayanim. Seemingly you shouldn't need Dayanim. What's the figuring out you have to do? So Yadima writes, for Kamahain, how many do you need for an Egla Rufa? Samchu Shnayim, Ziknei Shnayim. Samchu is two, Ziknei is another two, the Psukim and Egla Rufa, you have four. Vein based in Shakal, Gemara says, so you have to have a fifth, okay? So in Yadima writes, Ain Osen based in Shakal, you can't have an even number of Dayanim. Shem Yipo Mum, Bepar. Maybe the Par is going to have a Mum. V'yachloku. V'davar, they're going to argue. Im kavuahu vim overhu, adover tsuya chechreya. It's actually my par ha'eda as opposed to our egla rufa. I'm sorry, but either way, you might have a mum, and then they're going to argue, is this going to be a permanent mum, or maybe this mum is going to pass after some time if we wait a little bit? They're going to argue, so you need a chechreya, you have to have a decision, be decisive here, and that's why you need an odd number of dayanim. To make a decision, very practical.
But what's the context of the
halacha
we're talking about?
Talking about par helam, par ha'ida.
Par ha'ida?
Yeah. When there's a kingdom, when they're representing, they did a particular, I think they're talking about Avera here, they're talking about.
Is that the par helam dover?
I'm not sure. I think so. No, it's not. I think it's par helam dover. I think so. I don't know.
So he basically makes a mistake?
I think so. I'll have to get back to that. I'm not sure. I think so. Okay. But you see, the Adama explains the reasoning for based in Shakal, the problem based in Shakal, because you're not going to have a conclusive answer. The Tumim has a similar idea. He's a long piece here. It discusses why the Rambam would allow you to use two Dayanim for Peshara. That's a Shitas Rambam. So in Simon Yud Beis, Sif Katan Vav, Rambam allows two Dayanim to come up with a Pshara. So, you know, why? Isn't Pshara some form of Din? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So he explains, it's in Simon Yud Beis, Sif Katan Vav. He says, since the Din is that you require for Pshara, all the Dayanim to agree. That's the din. Pshara will only work when all the Dayanim come to the same answer. Therefore, you don't require based in Shakal. Diba'inen das kulam. They all have to agree. So what's the difference? 2-3. Who cares?
It's okay to have based in Shakal.
Exactly. You have to have everyone has to be on one side. Once it's a machlokas, 1-1, a third party won't help. It's going to be 2-1 and still won't have a Pshara. Pshara must be when everybody agrees. So go back to the drawing board and they have to come to an answer they could all agree upon. Okay, because the reason for a basin, the reason why you can't have a basin shakal is for very practical reasons. That's only when someone's being machriya between two different opinions. Jeremy, what does the Gemara in Gittin say? I know you like that Gemara. Not a get, I don't think. Yeah, Prusbel, no? Yeah, they're talking about Prusbel here, yeah.
Okay, fine.
The Prusbel, they used to set up this whole, how many people you have to be in front of it.
So Malcolm says two, and he says two.
Right. Right, for the Prusbel, if you took out a loan from somebody, and let's say, borrow money from me, and Shemitah comes along, and the guy doesn't pay back anymore, so if I write a Prusbel, hand it to Beis Din, so then the loan is circumvented by the Shemitah and the loan is maintained. So let's see, I'm going to be Mavatel, this Prusbel. So Nachman says, this is a Gemara, Gittin Lamin Beis Man Beis, Bifnei Beis. You could do it in front of two people, or Sheshi says in front of three people. So why would two people work? So Rashi writes, I understand for normal Dini Mamunis you require three people. But this is just an Odoi Ba'alma, some just informative thing of some sort, not real Dini Mamunis, and two is enough. So what Rashi's trying to get at is, only when you require a Beis Din, a Dini Mamunis, you require a Beis Din, is 3 a necessary number? There's not a din. There's not a din in mamonos. There's not a basin you need. So that's why 2 is enough. He's taking a different approach. Basin shakal is only a problem if you need a basin. You do not need a basin for prusbal. There's no chaloshim basin. There's no chaloshim basin, so you can have 2 people if you want. It's not because they're deciding anything. It's because there's not a need for a shame based in here.
Are you saying that's like the second day in Tosos? Or?
Yeah, it is a second day in Tosos.
Why can't you just say that he means that since by prusbal, there's not a din Torah. There's nothing to be decided. Therefore, it's kind of like pshara in the sense that we're not trying to decide anything. Therefore, that's why you don't need 3 because we're not coming to a decision. It's just people. It's like mokim. I don't know. Like it's just people to be there to listen to the thing, but no one's actually making a decision.
So you're mechavin to the Rashba. So he says, but not Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that. This is only dini mamonos. He doesn't say because there's masa matin going on or not. He says there's dini mamonos and this is not a dini mamonos. So you watch him. That's shot behind Rashi.
I mean, that would be the chiluk. I mean,
I'm simply reading. I don't see that chiluk. The Rashi says that clearly. The reason why there's no masa matin, there's no decision making that has to be by a prusbal. You just hand it into the beis din. So only when you have to make a decision do you require, or is beis din shakal a problem? But here, when it comes to prusbal, there's no decision making, so 2 is enough. That's what the Rashi says explicitly. I didn't bring it with me.
And Rashi writes
that. Bishma gavi dina de mamano ba ishlosha vahacha odia ba alma who betrays agi. Here's not a dina mamano, it's 2.
What is it? What is he right? It's a odia.
Odia ba alma.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a psak din. It's just someone to be there in order for
right. Exactly. It's not. It doesn't require a beis din.
Because it's not a psak. There's no psak going on. It's odia ba alma. It's just someone to be there to make known this thing.
Okay. Again, you can interpret it that way. That's fine. The Rashi says that. But I don't think so. But again, room to interpretation, open to interpretation, however you want. But the Rashba clearly says you only require, like the Adarma on the first day in Tosfos, you only require based in shakal is the only problem when you have to figure out, come to some decisive answer. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis, and Tosfos and the Rashba, that has another application, this concept of based in shakal. The Gemara is talking about when you evaluate a kark, a piece of land for hektesh, you need 10 people and one of them to be a kohen to assess the value of the karka to know how much money is going to hektesh. 10 people. I think Mark explains how they know this based on psukim. Tosas asks, Kashali, amaylo boy acharasar. Shouldn't you need 11? De ain based in shakal b'chol davar shutali sheomi b'shikol hadas? Don't you require 11? Isn't based in shakal a problem whenever you need to come to some answer? Anything that's shikla das, you have to evaluate something? Tosin Erechin is a little more elaborate on this question. Your testament base, on the bottom, Oduma. Hikshir Rabbeinu Elchanan. Amai in tzarch yosem me'asar. You need more than 10, meaning 11. Based in shakal, isn't 10 equal number? Whenever anything is dependent on logic, then you have to be conclusive and decisive? So that's the question Tosfos asks. And the premise of the question, his assumption, is that the whole purpose of the based in shakal, the problem of the based in shakal, is you won't necessarily come to an answer.
But what's the context of the Gemara, Miguel? It's the
evaluating the karka that's hektish. So the Ritva in Megillah asks us this question, quotes him. He writes, Hatama davar, shere davar shel shumahu. This is an evaluation, it's an assessment. You're right. He agrees to Tosfos. The reason for it is to come to an answer. You need an answer, but it's very unlikely that there's going to come to a, you know, 5 against 5. It's going to be a 10 against 9, or maybe 9 against 1. So if it happens to be 5 against 5, so you get an 11th person come, but it's so unlikely that that will happen. But he still agrees in the assumption. The Turi Evan takes a little step further. He says, you actually need everyone. You need Das Achas. Everyone has to agree to an answer. Similar to what the Urim and Tumim was saying for Pshara, Turi Evan says the same thing here, that everyone has to agree for this assessment. Now, the Ritva allows for some room of Machlokes. He just thinks it's very unlikely that they won't agree. If you have like a professional assessor come assess your house, your car, they're pretty much going to be in the same range. I'm sure a certain checklist of, you know, something they follow, some system they follow. So come to around the same answer. But still the same idea of the purpose of Beis Din Shachar. So now I think we could perhaps understand this Machlokes, the Rosh versus Rashi Nedarim, to understand the truth of Rikki Vieger. That while Rashi thought, why do you need 3 Dayanim for Hatar Sadarim? He said the whole reason was because it's Gezeres HaKosef. But seemingly if you had 4, 5, 6, 7, that would be enough as well. That would be fine. And the Rashi says, no, still a problem based in Shakal. And I think the answer, not my answer, this is what Rajolti explains, and I think it's clear now, that the Rashi thinks the based in Shakal is not for the purpose of getting to an answer necessarily, but that's the shame based in. If it's equal number of Dayanim, that's not called a Beis Din. So that's why, although you don't have to come to an answer, Hatar Sadarim, or just I sit there and we just say, okay, you know, whatever you're being matter, you're now free, you don't have to come to really any decision-making, still the Rosh requires the concept of Beis Din Shakal to apply even to Hatar Sadarim, because the whole concept of Beis Din Shakal is premised on it being, that's the Chalosh Shem Beis Din. So according to the Rosh, you would not be allowed to have it. Why not? Well, why is Hatar Sadarim? Why do you need an odd number of Dayanim? You're not making any decisions here. But the Rosh thinks, no, the whole function, the whole purpose of the problem of Beis Din Shakal is it's not a Beis Din. It doesn't have a Chalosh Shem Beis Din if it's an even number. Not for any practical reasons. 4, 6 would not be a Beis Din. The definition of Beis Din is having an odd number. So even Hatar Sadarim, where there are no decisions being made, you still require an odd number.
That Rosh going back to the case in Gittin, how would you fit that in from Nachman?
That Rosh.
The principle. But he said that was okay.
So no, he would take the other approach. I was suggesting Rashi that Prisbol doesn't require a Beis Din.
Right, so you need a Hatar Sadarim.
No, it requires a Beis Din, but doesn't require a Din. There's no Psak Din.
Does Prisbol need a Psak Din?
No. I mean, let me say it differently. There's just, I guess, conceptualized a little bit more. The Rosh thinks Beis Din Shakal is a problem whenever you need a Beis Din, even though there may not be a din necessary. And the other Rishon thinks all about whenever a din is necessary, even if there might not be a Beis Din. It's all about din, whenever they come to an answer. So therefore, the Karkaos, evaluating the Karkaos, that's all about din, not a Beis Din. You need a din. So therefore, a Beis Din Shakal is a problem. Prisbol has neither one. Prisbol, you don't require a Beis Din, and you don't require a din either. So no matter how you slice it, you're going to be okay. The question is which approach you're going to give. The Rashba gave the approach of, well, there's no din, so there's no need for odd number of Dayanim. Rashi, at least what I thought was, and this is how the Rosh would answer, no, Prisbol doesn't require an odd number because Prisbol doesn't require a Beis Din. There's no Chalosh Shem Beis Din there, so you don't, Beis Din Shakal won't be a problem. So that's how you can explain, and that's what the explanation of Rabbi Kiviger, who would allow 4 Dayanim for Hatar Sadarim. Yeah.
What about the possibility? I mean, I don't really think this because it sounds like a lot of the sources indicate that really maybe some trouble is bad stock. What if really both the Rush and Rashi hold that the idea behind Beis Din Shakal is that you need to create a shame Beis Din. It's just a matter of having understanding Hatar Sadarim as having needing that requirement or not.
Yes, I thought about that a little bit. I tried doing some research. I wanted to do more, but since I had to give the shiur today, last minute, so I didn't get a chance to look into that further. I think that's definitely the right way to go. Perhaps how you view Hatar Sadarim. I don't think you're going to say it's a din necessarily, but there are different approaches. There's a great saver called Kol Nidre on Maseches Nedarim, and has a number of these dinim of Hatar Sadarim. I printed out a number, I got it through Ochar Chachma, printed out a number of pages, and I didn't find what I was looking for. But I have to look a little harder, but I think that could be an approach, yeah. I don't know how to say it though. Now, just one final issue is lechachila. Everyone agrees you require the basin shakel of three. Now, what happens if I used four, anyways? Forget hatar sadam right now. In general, for dina mamas, let's say four sat. Would it be a good basin or not? So lechora, if you think the chaloshim basin is based and defined by having an odd number of people, or at least three,
yeah.
So maybe there'd be room to think b'dieva this would work. Let me say it the other way better. If the reason for based in shakel, I keep saying, if based in shakel is a problem because you need to come out with an answer, so even four would be a problem, even six would be a problem. But if you think, no, based in shakel is part of the definition of based in, so once you have three, well, maybe four and five and six would be okay also. Four, six, eight would be a fine still, because you at least have that baseline, the base of three. Yeah.
No, according to the first side, that, like, let's say, it should also be that the other four would be fine. Also, if you come out with din, now if you have a three versus one, then the only reason why four wouldn't work initially, like with Achila, is because of a potential of it being actually shuckled without a psak din. Once you actually have a psak din, why wouldn't it be, even according to that side, that it would also be the other okay?
That's a good point. So I guess you have to figure out what, that's a very good point. We have to figure out then, what does b'dieva mean then? Does b'dieva mean after you the psak din came out, or does b'dieva mean once you have four dayanim sitting here, do you have to kick one of them out?
Okay.
That's a very good point, I think. So there's a ibach here on Choshen Mishpat Simen Gimel. So the Torah first writes apapi shebeistin shashlosha beistin shalim hu, even though a beistin of three dayanim is a complete beistin. Whenever there are more, it's better. This is what you're quoting from the Rambam. Then he writes, better to have 11 than 10. Then that line itself is very interesting. We'll get back to that in a moment. So the Bach quotes Megavar Sanhedrin, Zion, and Bez, or Rav Huna, would, before he would get a din, he would get together a total of 10 people. Okay. So, sorry. So he writes, what is the Rambam writing here when he says 10 people? 10, better to have 10, better 11 than 10 people. So he says, he learns from here, the Bach, that it's, you cannot do it based in shakel l'chachila, but b'dieved it would work. The chachila you can't do, but the evidence works. That's what he thinks the Rambam means by it. Better to have 11 than to have 10. So this would only make sense, again, Jake has a good question, but I think it would only make sense, this is what Mrs. Javit wants to say, that if the reason for, or the problem of Basin Shakul is to come out psak din, so then even the evidence wouldn't be allowed. Let's say the 10 dayanim are sitting here already. Much less room to work with. But if it's just part of the definition of a basin, so once I have the three, the base of three, I've created my shame basin, adding additional people won't change the halo shame of the basin. It already exists. And b'dieva would be okay. Okay. Finally, though, Rav Jodi wants to think there's even a third opinion in terms of this question, l'chachila b'dieva. It's possible even l'chachila, one's allowed to use an even-weighted basin. We just spoke about b'dieved. Everyone agrees l'chachila, basin shakel is a problem. Question, b'dieved, will an even-weighted basin work? Rav Jyoti thinks, the Rambam thinks, even l'chachila you could use an even-weighted basin. Because the Rambam, I'll just use the Torah to quote his Lashon, he says, muto shiachto chadin be'achar asar mi be'asar. Better have 11 than 10. Sounds like the Rambam says 10 is allowed l'chachila. Just 11 is better than 10, but still l'chachila, 10 would be okay. The Sma says, no, 10 means lav dafka. He didn't really mean 10. He meant 9. You can entertain the possibility of 10. But the Rambam says 10. So if Jyoti thinks the Rambam really means the Chachila, one could use it. And he points out the Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah earlier, the Mishnah based on Amnaf, based on base, has the Lashon of Ain based in Shakel. Rambam doesn't mention Ain based in Shakel. He says you need three people. He thinks the Rambam rejects the whole concept of based in Shakel. There's no problem with based in Shakel. Perhaps, he doesn't say this, perhaps Rambam's working within the Shita of Yoshia. Yoshia perhaps rejects the entire concept of based in Shakel. And therefore, the Rambam thinks, lechachil even, one's allowed to have an even weighted basin. Yes, I'll agree 11 is better than 10, but still lechachil 10 is okay.
So 12 would also be better than 11?
Ah, great question. Great question. Maybe then. I guess more the better, he says. That's a good point. So maybe the Rambam would say that.
It's difficult in the Lashon, it's difficult to say that, 11 is better than 10, but 10 is still lechachil, because you always think of lechachil as being...
I would assume you're probably right. His whole point he's trying to drive home is more people better. So the example he gives is 10 better than 11. But in Echanami, 12 would be better than 11 as well. Good point. So that's the, I guess, the quick version of the based in shakel. And for our purposes, one would, there's some poskim we bring down, it's good to have 10 dayanim sitting there for a hadaras nedarim even. They talk about this idea. 10. Some have the minhagim. The Mishnah Yavit starts off as true with that such a minhag and wants to know whether such a minhag would really be okay or not. So the way the poskim say, well, maybe it's really best to have 11 because then everyone's okay. You have at least 10 people there, according to some minhagim, based on the Gemara and the Dharm, really, that you need 10 for it to be matir, someone who's a menuda, someone who's a nidui. But they advise maybe have 11. Now, that's not the minhag around here to have 11. But if you want to be makbid for this, since you learned the sugya and do that, we get 11 guys here in the yeshiva and do a hataras and dharma. All right, so.